The House has passed a bill that would cap damage awards in medical malpractice suits. It's one of President Bush's top domestic priorities. Critics say the bill won't reduce skyrocketing malpractice premiums that are driving some doctors out of business. NPR's Julie Rovner reports that the measure faces significant opposition in the Senate.
This marked the seventh time since 1995 the House has passed legislation to limit what juries can award for pain and suffering in medical malpractice suits. But backers of the bill say this year is different. They say skyrocketing malpractice premiums are forcing doctors to abandon patients because they simply can't afford to practice anymore. One of those patients, said Missouri Republican Roy Blunt, was a Mississippi man who suffered a severe head injury in a car accident last summer.
We had one family, a mother, a wife, two teenage children, whose husband and father is no longer able to care for that family because instead of care being available as it would have been just months ago, minutes from the accident, care was now available 6 hours later.
But opponents of the bill say the $250,000 damage cap is too low and would hurt most severely those who have suffered the most severe injuries. Pennsylvania Democrat Joseph Huffel said that includes people like Wisconsin Navy veteran Linda McDougall, who underwent an unnecessary double mastectomy last year when her negative cancer biopsy was mixed up with another patient's positive one.
Well, the good news for Linda McDougall is that she does not have breast cancer. The bad news is she doesn't have breasts anymore. Now, what is that worth? The proponents of this legislation would say that a woman's breasts are worth no more than $250,000. I don't want you to make that decision. I want a jury to make that decision.
Sponsors of the bill say they based it on a 1975 California law called MICRA. The $250,000 caps in that law, said House Judiciary Committee Chairman James Sensenbrenner, have kept malpractice premiums there in check.
Since 1975, premiums paid in California increased by 167%, while premiums paid in the rest of the country increased by 505%.
But even some Californians, like Democrat Linda Sanchez, dispute whether MICRA was responsible for their state's relatively good record on malpractice costs.
MICRA's caps on pain and suffering damages have not reduced insurance rates for doctors in my state, but rather it took an insurance reform initiative to stabilize the rates there.
Democrats also have problems with other parts of the bill, particularly a section that bars punitive damages against makers of drugs and medical devices if those products have been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Sherrod Brown of Ohio called it a giveaway to special interests who give millions of dollars to Republican members.
If the majority wants Democrats and the American public to stop accusing them of catering to their corporate friends, then maybe the majority should stop catering to their corporate friends.
But Republicans like House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Billy Tozan were quick to point out that Democrats also do the bidding of their contributors.
We wouldn't help this debate by arguing to our friends on this side that they're catering to trial lawyers. That's not going to help this debate. Let's argue on the facts for a change.
The bill ultimately passed on a near party line vote of 229 to 176. Now it moves to the Senate for the seventh time in 8 years. Previous measures have died there under both Democratic and Republican control. But House bill sponsor Jim Greenwood, a Pennsylvania Republican, says he's more optimistic than he's ever been.
The difference between now and the past with regard to the Senate is we have Dr. Frist as the majority leader, and the crisis is more severe than it ever has been, and it's more widespread.
Frist, in fact, has vowed to bring a malpractice bill to the floor, possibly as soon as the end of this month. It's not likely to look much like the House-passed measure, but Greenwood says he doesn't care as long as he can get to a House-Senate conference.
If the bill comes out of there, if it's a piece of paper that says medical malpractice reform, I'll be happy, and then we can take it from there.
Many analysts say the fight over caps is almost beside the point. The real malpractice problem, they say, is that most people who are injured by medical negligence aren't getting any compensation. And most people who sue have injuries that aren't the results of actual malpractice. And few of the bills being proposed would do anything about that. Julie Rovner, NPR News, The Capitol.